What's up, everyone? All right, so here we are. Today is the 130th trading day of the year, finishing the morning up just under $8,000. The momentum right now is hot. July feels like a great month. It's so nice to have big green days in the summer and then be able to go outside and enjoy the sun and enjoy the nice weather. Just, you know, trading feels good, the weather feels good, life is good. So loving July momentum. It wasn't like this last year. It was like this 2 years ago in 2016, but 2017 momentum in the summer was dead, and it's because the crypto market was so hot. I think that just drew a lot of traders out of the small caps and into the cryptos, but cryptos right now, not much happening. So momentum is back in the small caps and I am loving it. So anyways, we'll break down the trades for today and today's midday market recap. Any questions, any comments, leave them below. I'll come back through and answer them later today. All right, enjoy. So we're going to break down the trades from this morning. Another awesome day of trading, up $7,962.22. Now, the thing that's interesting is that this is the fifth day this month that I'm going to finish right around $8,000. And, you know, $8,000 a day is a terrific day, but I can't seem to break over the $10,000 level. You know, a $10,000 day. And, you know, it's always nice to have big $10,000 days. What's interesting is back in January, I finished January with $117,000, and I only had 2 days, actually, I had 3 days where I broke over $10,000. And all the rest of the days were $5,000, $8,000, you know, relatively smaller green days. So all of these green days are definitely adding up. And here we are, it's, you know, we still have a week and a half left in the month and I'm crossing over $40,000 of profit. So yeah, I mean, there's no reason to feel bad for me. This has been a great month. It's just kind of interesting that I'm not getting, I haven't had like a home run type of trade. I haven't had a $20,000 day or anything like really, really exciting like that. It's been just kind of lots of, you know, lots of good days, lots of sort of smaller green days. And, you know, it is adding up. So it's just kind of like the ebb and flow. The month of May, for instance, you know, just looking back on my calendar, you know, I had 2 days where I made $30,000. 2 days. And that right there made up the bulk of the profit. The rest of the month was kind of choppy. So this has been a month where it's just kind of like, you know, grinding, green is good, you know, 3,000 here, 3,000 there. In fact, for me today, getting up to almost $8,000 in profit, it took a little bit of work. I had to do a lot of trades today, more than on an average day. So let me show you guys what this looks like. So here's the total profit this morning, $7,962.22, which is good. So traded 4 stocks, green on all 4, which is good. CPAH, this was the big winner. A smaller win on MTSL, MTBC, and STAF. So I'll show you guys how I found these stocks this morning and was able to make nearly $8,000 in less than an hour of trading. Less than 1 hour. You know, this is one of these things that the work isn't really that hard once you get it. The hard part is learning it. And the reality is you won't be successful trading the markets unless you have a strategy. And a lot of people, you know, they come into the market and just sort of do this trial and error. Do a little of this, a little of that, trying to develop a strategy, and that it just doesn't work super well. You know, trial and error, it took me 2 years before I really found something through trial and error. So it's not a very efficient way to learn the markets. It can be done as long as you don't mind spending 2 years, you know, at the drawing board. So anyways, let me show you guys the scanners. Okay, so we started this morning, same as every other morning, using the gap scanners. So we'll look at these for 9 a.m. And what you'll see is that at 9 a.m. or 9:10, the gap scanner was a little on the light side. There actually wasn't a lot that I liked. PRPO, too cheap. QUMU, too little volume. CHRS, the float is too high and it's above $10. URG, the float's too high and it's below a dollar. UUU, the float's too high. So just like that, we've narrowed it down and boom, here we go. There's CPAH, there's MTBC. All right, so here we have CPAH and MTBC right here as the stocks I traded. Now, STAF and MTBC, or STAF and MTSL, those were surprise stocks that I found off the scanner. I wasn't expecting them, but these two I was watching right out of the gates. So let's see. So let me just clear that out. So CPAH, I was watching this pre-market, and I said, okay, guys, this looks interesting. Where do you think is the entry point on this stock, right? So for those of you guys who have been in the room for a long time, you'd look at a couple different levels. You'd certainly look at the pre-market high. That's definitely a possible entry point. But I'd also look at pre-market, sort of the pivot over the pre-market level right here of approximately 335, and then maybe over 340, anticipating that it's gonna come up and hit the pre-market high and break through it. And it's right around a half dollar. So the bell rings, back this up, and right as per the watch list, I had my order ready to go. So I typed in CPAH right here. I typed my order at $3.50, and I was ready to jump in as soon as the bell rang. So CPAH, as soon as the bell rings, it starts to surge up, and I start adding at 339, 42, 43, and 50. Boom, there's 10,000 shares. All right, so I'm stepping up to the plate with pretty big size, and instantly I'm up about $1,000. I take a little bit of profit at 360. I take a little more at 360, a little more at 352. I sell at 342, and then I add back as it curls back up at 365. So right here, it did a little bit of a false break. And if I go actually to the 10-second chart, you'll kind of see what this looks like even better. So inside that 1 minute candle, you saw how it looked like a doji, it did something like this. So this right here is actually a flag. So that's why I added back at 65, because it was breaking the flag. This is all inside a 1 minute candle. This is within, 45 whatever this is. This is within about a minute, right? So it pops up to 6 to 70. It drops back down. And as it curls back up, I'm getting back in at 65, anticipating this move here. And boom, it moves up to a high of $4.05 right there. So this is the two setups here. First, it's a gap and go trade for a break of the pre-market highs. And then it's a first pullback. All right, so this right here is the first pullback, getting in at 65 and selling on the move up into the 80s. I then add at 80, sell at 84. Now I'm scalping. I add at 88 and sell at 96 and $4, right? So now I'm being more aggressive. I get back in at 4 and I'm selling up here at 409. You can see there's a lot of trades here, a lot of tickets. It's because this was such an active stock this morning, I kept buying for these breaks higher. So buying first here, adding here, selling, adding right up here, selling, adding in here, selling. And this stock squeezed up, as you can see, pretty nicely, up to $5. All right, so that's 100%, just about 100% in one morning. This is our job as day traders, to find stocks that have the potential to make big moves like this. Now, if you're a day trader with a small account, this is what you love. This is exactly what you look for. Now, my account's not too small anymore. I've actually got close, after today, 120,000 bucks in here, but I'm trading the same exact strategy that I was trading when I started with $583 a year and a half ago. The strategy is not any different at all. The only difference is I'm trading with bigger share size, right? A 10,000 share position of a $4 stock is $40,000 going into the name. So with a bigger account, I can make more money. And that's the only difference. And you can continue to scale this up to, a $200,000 account or whatever, $300,000 account. Like I said yesterday, the biggest downside of day trading stocks like this is that you can't really trade it with a $5 million account. You're not gonna be able to make $5, $10 million a year really in most cases day trading the way I trade. It's just, it's you just can't get in and out and buy enough shares to make that kind of money. So, you know, that's the bad news. Hopefully that doesn't discourage anyone. If you're planning on making $5 million next year trading my strategy, it might be a little difficult. But if your goal is to make $100,000 or $200,000, that's within reach. That's more realistic. So CPAH squeezes up to a high of $5, really nice move, pulls back. Total profit on the name, $6,689, and it was right off the pre-market watch list. So it was really a very straightforward trade. There were a lot of scalp trades, buying and selling, no doubt about it. But you know, for me, I wasn't able to take a lot of size up in here. The big move for me was this first move right down here, up to $4, and then you know, we'll scalp up here. Now, someone mentioned yesterday on my YouTube video. They said, Ross, why don't you trade CFDs? So CFDs are. They're contracts that you buy. They're kind of like options. And it's really interesting. When you trade CFDs, you have your platform looks almost the same as what I have here. You're pressing the buy button and the sell button, but your orders aren't going to show up on the time and sales because you're not actually buying the stock. You're buying a contract to buy the stock. And so it's a, I think, contract for difference is what it's called. And here's the thing. CFDs are, U.S. residents are not allowed to trade them. All right, so we don't trade them. I believe they're a European financial instrument because you don't pay income tax on CFD trades. I think that that's where they came from. So someone said, Russ, if you trade CFDs, you could trade 100,000 shares because you're just buying the contract. It doesn't matter if there's not 100,000 shares on the ask, you're just buying the contract. And that's true, but most brokers don't have, they wouldn't offer you that amount of leverage on a CFD on these low price stocks because they would just lose money. These stocks are so volatile that, you know, they could go up 500% in a day. So the CFDs that most people end up trading are on very liquid stocks like your Facebooks and, you know, Google, Netflix, Tesla, stuff like that. There's a lot of CFD brokers that don't even offer them on these lower price stocks. And, you know, all of that again is not to mention the fact that I'm a US resident, so legally I can't trade them. So I know some of the European traders will trade CFDs, but, my understanding is that it's not easy to find them on, the low price stocks. So just answering that question from YouTube. So anyways, CPAH, that was the first one. Second one on the scanner this morning was MTBC that we were watching. So MTBC, I only made $200 on it. And this one, I took a red to green move. All right, so I had a pre-market high here of $5. So I was watching it out of the gates for a move back over roughly 490 and then up to 5. Okay, so the bell rings and it sells off. I then get in for a red to green move. So I buy at 485, it pops up to 5, that's 15 cents. I sell like 3/4 of my position or something like that, and then sell the rest as it comes back down. So MTBC in at 88, selling half or 3/4 at 98, and then selling the rest as it came back down for a small loss. So at 470. So not a big winner on MTBC, red to green move. The biggest risk with red to green moves is that the fact that it's gone red already shows us weakness. So it's just a little bit hard, you know, to trust that it's going to really hold. However, people who short initially right out of the gate, sometimes if it does whip up fast enough, those people will get squeezed out and it will start to take off and make a move higher. So that was that one. And then MTSL, this was kind of a bummer. I was pretty aggressive on this one. You can see here, all of a sudden it squeezes up. It breaks over $3 up to a high of 340 and then it drops. So on this one, I thought that it was gonna get halted. So I was like being aggressive. I was taking some big size. I've got the live recording of it, which I'm going to add into our classes here. All right, hang on one second. All right, so I'll just make this full screen here. Okay, so this was the actual trade this morning on MTBC. Okay, so someone calls out MTBC and I'm like, all right, MTBC, let me take a peek. All right, so let's see. So I'm gonna pull it up on my chart, probably in 1 second. Maybe I started this recording a little early. Where is it? Okay, sorry, MTSL. So I pull it up and right there I see it's popped up to a high of $3. Okay, so right now it's got 1.6 million shares of volume. It's gapping up, or it's up 44% on the day, which is a pretty big move. All right, so now I'm watching and I'm like, okay, if it breaks over 310 or looks like it's going to, that's where I'm gonna start to get aggressive. So I see it popping up there. Okay, buyers going through at three. We're watching this stock here in the top corner. All right, and there we go. So see how that pops up there just like that? I'm just gonna bring this down so I can draw. So this is the chart that we're looking at. Again, this is a stock where I cannot use any leverage. It has 100% cash requirement. So I've got 100,000 bucks in my account. That's not really, it's not gonna be an issue, but I can't use any of my margin. Okay, so let's just rewind that for a second. So I'm watching this right around the $3 spot. It pops up to a high of about 310. And then we see the 16,000 share bid. We know when we see 16,000 share bids like that, that that's a sign of strength. I'm looking for the green. I'm seeing the green here on the time and sales. So even though I've got the chart up, what I'm really watching in this case, I'm watching the time and sales because I already know that I want to be a buyer around 310 if I start to see momentum come in. So here's the momentum coming in. Boom, I punched the order to buy twice at 307. So, you know, still more buyers coming in, which is good. Now we hear 310, boom, 318. By the way, that's a train behind me. 318, more buyers. Okay, so looking good. So now I've got 7,500 shares. I added more at 20. So what I do on these is I add as it's going higher, typically. All right, now 24 on the ask. So it's looking good. I've now added another 2,500 shares. So now I have 10,000 shares at 314. I put the order for 5,000 shares. Now I'm ready to add, and I'm thinking it's gonna go into a halt. So I press the buy button to add. My order's at 341 right here. As soon as I confirm it right here, that 5,000 share order is gonna go live and it'll fill anything below 341. So I've already got 10,000 shares and I'm now ready to add, but look guys, I'm already up $7,000 on the day. I can afford to take a little risk on this trade. It's now up 54% and it's moving. This is a stock that I know has the potential to keep going, all right? So I've got my hand ready on the buy button and boom, I press it. We pop up to 38 and now I'm like, okay, this is where I start to take a little profit, up around 29 and 27. So I'm like, all right, I wanted to get in there. I added at 24, and then I immediately, I mean, almost immediately was able to scalp the break over 24 for 13 cents and sell 2,700 shares. So 2,700 shares of that 5,000 shares that I bought, I'm able to sell on the other side of 24. I try to sell a little bit more, I don't get filled, and then check this out. It's gonna go into, I sell a little bit, and then it looks like now, as it squeezes back up to 38, I'm ready to add back. Okay, so now we're seeing, it pops up, it pulls back for a second, it holds, and then as it goes higher, that's where I add back. So now I'm getting ready to add back. And boom, I punch it, and now this looks like it's gonna get halted. Okay, this is that distinctive look. I press the buy button again. All right, so it looked like it was gonna get halted there, and then it keeps trading. Okay, so this is always kind of, you know, we've seen this happen on a number of different occasions, and two different things can result from when this happens. So this is looks like it's about to get halted. What we know about these stocks when they're trading outside their volatility bands is that they have to stay outside the bands for, I think it's 10 seconds. If they stay outside those bands for 10 seconds, the stock will get halted. No trading is allowed for a minimum of 5 minutes. It allows traders to slow down, catch their breath, think for a minute, and then maybe continue trading, whatever. So typically when stocks halt going up, they open higher, which is why I like to buy as I see it about to get halted. So here, you can see that it looks like it's about to get halted, so I put the order out to add. All right, I put the order to add, and then you see it keeps trading, and right here, boom, a couple sell orders go through at 31. So what that tells me is that right before the halt, there was a slight imbalance to the sell side, where some people decided to, sell or take profit going into the halt. So we dropped back below inside those volatility bands, and now one of two things will happen. Either buyers see the strength and they're like, okay, who cares? It pulled back for a second. This gives me a chance to get in now, and they start buying at 40, 45, 48, 50. It breaks over the half dollar, and then it does get halted. That's option number one. Option number two is that now it scares away the people who bought right at 38 and 40, like me, and we stop out, short sellers see the weakness, and it drops back down, all right? And that's what ends up happening in this case. It flashes to 31, 26, 25, 22, and now I'm break even on 10,000 shares, right? So all of a sudden, this is not looking as good as I thought. I give it a second, give it the opportunity to pop back up. Ugh, now it's down to 12. Now I'm down $1,000, right? Now I've given back the profit that I had, and I've got to start piecing out of this trade. So I start putting my shares to try to get out, piece out slowly. I certainly don't want to see it break below $3 because then I'd be down $2,000 on the stock, right? So this is a little bit of a false breakout, which is certainly kind of the last thing we want to see, but it's not uncommon, all right? So we see the dip down, and then it's going to surge back up enough for me to get out and minimize my loss on it. So in total, I'm actually up $940 on this stock. I did pretty well on it, but it was a little choppy there right around that 330 spot. It then comes back up here and breaks over that level, and I'm scalping the break up to a high of 360. So, you know, in total, made some money on it. Would have done better if it had gotten halted there and then opened higher. But, you know, it's kind of the luck of the draw. Sometimes it ends up, halting and moving higher, and sometimes it ends up just kind of being a little bit, a little sluggish there. So, anyways, that was MTSL, MTBC we covered, and Staff. This one hit the scanners. I jumped in for a quick little scalp, only made $100. You can see it went from 260 up to a high of 355, so pretty big move there. It's up 33% on the day. So all the stocks I've traded today are still green on the day, which is great. Good strength. CPAH was just close to $5 again. So this one's still looking good. And, you know, July is right now a really hot month. It's great. Last year in, last year in June and July, I really only made about $8,000, $10,000. So I'm doing a lot better this year here in July. And I'm hoping that that momentum just, continues through August. And I can just kind of, be in a really good spot to keep this momentum going. So right now, sitting at just under $360,000 of profit on the year. That's pretty crazy. We talked, last week, we were talking about the orthodontist who has over $1 million in student loan debt and is making now $250,000 a year. $250,000 a year, he's working, at least 8 hours a day. And, orthodontist is working with kids, they're probably crying a lot, they've got so many germs, and he's probably sick all the time, and dealing with the braces. I can't imagine it's a fun job. Maybe he loves it. I don't know. I can't imagine it's fun. So he's working 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week, all year long to make $250,000. And that's only to try to pay off a $1 million student loan debt. Now, for me, the cost of learning how to trade, it took me $895,000 in losers. That was a lot of money to lose, but that's my cumulative losses. So like, you know, I lost $895,000. Those were all my losers added up, and all my winners added up were like whatever, $790,000. So I was down about 100,000 bucks, a total 100K. But the reality is, for me, that was my cost of tuition. That was what it cost me to learn this strategy that I now trade today and teach you guys every single day. And what's awesome is that, you know, now me and all of you guys who have learned it, we have this skill that we have for the rest of our lives. You know, when you think about retirement, how much money do I need to save for retirement, right? People use the rule of 4%. If you've got $1 million in the bank, you can take out 4% a year, you know, potentially for the rest of your life, because if it's invested in mutual funds, it should grow at an average of 8%. So that 4% a year is $40,000 a year, right? So when you, the day you retire, you're no longer making money, you're living off your savings. The cool thing about trading is that you can do this. You know, for me, it's about an hour a day, hour and a half a day, and the $350,000 a year. Now, you know, let's just be conservative. Let's say I'm making only $250,000 a year. So divide by 4 times 100, that would be the equivalent. $250,000 a year, that'd be the equivalent of having $6.2 million. There's the math. $6.2 million in a bank account. Right? Now, and I'm just being conservative. So that's what's really cool, is that if this isn't passive income, you know, you still have to work for it, but you're only working an hour a day, you know, maybe 2 hours a day. So it just, it's one of those things that you can do this in retirement. You can be doing this living on the beach in Hawaii, or, you know, wherever you want. You know, that's what's really awesome about trading. So, you know, here we are, another good day. And just to answer your question, I thought you were up 600,000. So I started my account with $583,000. All right, that was $583. $583 in January of 2017. So today, about 18 months later, I'm at $694,000 of total profit. That's over the course of, you know, 18 months. Today, right now, I'm sitting up $358,000 on the year. So $358,000 was from this year, $335,000 was from last year. So my goal this year is that I finish with $665,000, because 665 plus the 335 is $1 million in 2 years. All right, so that's my goal. Yeah, so that's the math on that. But yeah, just, you know, kind of going back to that thought about, you know, retirement planning and all that stuff, because we get a lot of people that come into the community who are like, okay, I've been working, you know, a 9-to-5 job, you know, for the last 40 years, and I want to retire, but I haven't saved a lot of money. I need to find something that I can do in retirement that will make me money and is better than working 40 hours a week, because that's not retirement if you're still working that much. And, you know, real estate, a lot of people like real estate, but, you know, the reality is you need money in order to invest in the real estate market, in most cases. I know there's some stuff online of you can invest in real estate with zero money down, blah, 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 blah. And that may be true in certain instances, but, you know, the reality is I'm up here in the Berkshires. The real estate market up here, it's not strong. It's just not. I mean, you know, people aren't buying and flipping houses. Real estate doesn't turn over the way it does in, you know, some of these places with these TV shows that you see. Like, this isn't LA. This isn't New York City. Most of you guys are in somewhat rural areas where you can't just buy and flip houses. And if you do, the profit margins are smaller, which means you need to be doing the work, right? You need to be doing the construction. So it's like, you figure that plus the broker fees and everything else. You know, it's not something that's passive at all. It takes a lot of work and effort to do it. So that's the thing I love about trading. My overhead is a laptop, an internet connection, and a little bit of green tea every day. Green tea, black tea, and that's it. All right. So that to me is living the dream. You could do this from anywhere in the world. All right. Yeah, a couple monitors. So, anyways. you know, a little bit of a tangent there, but another green day, feeling good. So we'll be back at it first thing tomorrow morning, and hopefully we can finish up this week with some more winners. I'm sitting up right now about, let's see, 7,500 on Monday, 8,000 today, so 15,000 plus 4,000 yesterday, $19,000 on the week. Not bad. Yeah. I have two houses that I'm selling right now. I've got my house, you know, that I've... One of my houses I already sold, the one up in Vermont, and I'm trying to sell the other one. And yeah, it's been a pain. I mean, I've had rental properties, and you know, all of a sudden, guess what? I got to replace the boiler, and that's $8,000 out of my pocket. I got to replace the roof, that's $15,000 out of my pocket. I got to repaint, that's $8,000. You know, every time something like that comes up, I'm scratching my head, thinking, how is this? I'm not doing the math. I'm not getting the math here, because guess what? None of those houses, I owned one of them for 8 years, and I sold it for less than I bought it for. Bought it in 2010, sold it this year for less than I bought it for. You know, where's the investment there? That's the thing that I just don't, I'm not fully buying into, you know, that real estate method works, you know, in every place. That's in rural Vermont. In rural Vermont's not a hot, you know, it's not a hotbed for real estate. You know, if you're in a place like New York City or something like that, you know, I'm sure you could do pretty well, but for me, I didn't do well on it, so I don't know. But anyways, that's it for me. We'll be back at it first thing tomorrow morning, 9:15 pre-market analysis, and I will see you guys bright and early. All right, see you all in the morning. Oh, hey, I didn't see you there. Well, I was just working on the dream board for my next home run trade. Hopefully it comes soon. Until then, make sure you subscribe to get email alerts anytime I go live or upload new videos. Until then, happy surfing.